Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already Saturday, October 25th, and Sunday, October 26th, depending on when you're listening to this. Last weekend, it was a great weekend in New Hampshire. There was the Walk for Breast Cancer Awareness, which was fantastic at Memorial Field. And my running friends know this. The first thing I did was the 10-mile or Granite State 10, fantastic race, which raises money for the Boys and Girls Club, one of the signature organizations that the Pulse supports. And then I took a shower in my office at Northeast Delta Dental and went over to Memorial Field and saw the sea of pink and walked with many of my employee colleagues. It was quite a moving event. If you were, you know, walking up and you look behind you, all you could see was a sea of pink. Very inspirational day, and that's the great thing about New Hampshire. And of course, we had Donna Wilbur on the show a couple weeks ago, and on a per capita basis, believe it or not, Concord, New Hampshire raises more money. This breast cancer walk raised more money than any walk in the country, believe it or not. So sometimes New Hampshire gets a bad rap. You know, we volunteer, but we don't write a lot of checks. But in this case, there's both. There's great participation, 5,000 to 6,000 people, women and men and children, and also raising, you know, a lot of money. So just a brief update on the Affordable Care Act. It's been about a year and a month since the public exchange went live. It did stumble at the block, and that was because healthcare.gov, I think the federal government didn't realize that so many states would rely on the federal government for the software. So it struggled at first, but right now we have about 2,000 individuals who have purchased individual dental coverage through healthcare.gov. And then we created a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. We have about 5,000 individuals who have purchased dental insurance through DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. So you can say what you want about the Affordable Care Act. We don't know yet if it's going to actually save costs, but in terms of dental access, it's definitely improved that. And you can read about that in my book, There Are No Do-Overs, which you can pick up at Gibson's or on Amazon.com. So this radio show affords me a great opportunity to feature great gems in the New Hampshire community. And today with me is Katie Collins, who's the Director of Development from the Capital Center of the Arts, and Nikki Clark, who's the Executive Director. And Nikki tells me that she's been that for 7 years and 3 months, but she does not have the seven-year itch, Nikki, right?
Absolutely not.
Excellent. So thank you for joining me on this weekend, 20th and 21st, and the 25th and 26th. And I know that you have a lot of things going on, including, you know, a performance, you know, tonight. So give us a little background on the Capital Center of the Arts, the history, and in the spirit of disclosure, long ago when MT was around and was your predecessor, I was on the board, and one of my colleagues, Kathy Walker, was on the board as well. So it definitely has a warm spot in my heart. But give us, Nikki or Katie, give us a little bit of the history of the Capital Center of the Arts, and then we'll get right into current.
All right. Well, I think we need to start actually way back in 1927.
27?
Yes.
I wasn't around then, but many people think I was.
But the Capital Center for the Arts, which was the theater was actually built at that time. The Freemasons had taken over the property, the Kimball House, and added on this regional center for the Masons to meet, and they created the theater. And it served as a vaudeville house, and then it became a movie palace. And then over the years, it just changed hands and changed hands and changed hands, but nobody invested in the building, and it fell into disrepair. And it was truly a group of people in the community who started talking very quietly to each other in the late 80s. They didn't want the Capital Center to go the way of the railroad station. So they started saying, you know, this is a historic gem that we should bring back to life. And through some just somewhat force of will and just believing that it was possible to create a nonprofit performing arts center, they made it happen in the community. And it reopened in November 1995. So this is actually our 19th season that we are in right now.
So when it reopened, it must have been an exciting opportunity for the community. And I know there were a lot of people that people have heard about, Malcolm McLean or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know I got involved. That was one of the first boards that I got involved with. And it was truly a who's who in terms of the board. And you're correct. There was definitely forceful in a good way.
Yes.
Wells, in terms of fundraising. And then actually not too long ago, then you sort of refurbished it again. Do you want to talk about that? I know when I walk in there, I walk on Tom and Lisa Raffio. I see my book there. So.
Well, there was another rehab that came in 2003, and Katie was a little bit closer to that, so I'll let her talk about that.
Sure. Okay, it was Kate. Actually, I have the privilege of having been involved at the Capital Center as a patron for years before I came to work there, and was very close with the late M.T. Menino. The second Capital campaign in 2003 was really focused on patron amenities, on making the patrons' experience better at the Capital Center. It enclosed that beautiful glass stairwell that you see when you walk up the Capital Center walkway that used to be open to the elements and to pigeons and to everything else. So that was enclosed. The entire Governor's Hall area was refurbished into a more state-of-the-art event rental facility, as well as our beautiful lobby. The seats were replaced in the balcony, much to the delight of people like me with exceptionally long legs. And, restrooms, things like that were upgraded. So it was really focused on taking that next step. You know, now the theater was open, the theater was running. Let's improve the experience for our patrons.
Great. Good story. Now, your website is ccanh.com, correct?
Correct.
So let's get right into it, Katie. What are the benefits of memberships and the benefits of sponsorship?
Well, we'd be completely lost without our members and our corporate sponsors. And I like to think that we give our members a lot in exchange, and they certainly give us a lot with their support. The biggest benefit that people will tell you of being members at the Capital Center is that you get the best seats. We always save the 300 to 400 best seats in the house for our members. They're only available to members online or by phone or at the box office. And you just can't beat that. And it, you know, when you're a non-member and you look at the seat map and you can get in row X or row Z, but if you're a member, we can put you in row A or B or C. That makes a big difference. The other big benefit is that we offer our members what we call ticket insurance, which is if you're a member of the Capital Center and you cannot attend an event, as long as we know 24 hours before the event, we allow you to return those tickets and we credit you on your internal account, and you can use the value of those tickets towards your next purchase. So it helps in a business where we want people to buy their tickets months in advance of a show. And we know that life happens and schedules change. So it's sort of a little insurance for our members that if that does happen, they're not out the ticket money with no recourse. And then we have lots of other benefits, including some complimentary tickets, an early pre-sale window, some complimentary memberships to pass along to your friends, invitations to special events. And those benefits, change as you go up our levels of membership, of course.
So if I'm in the listening audience, and I do have a large following. I'm not sure, actually. But anyway, so if I want to become a member, I would just go on the website, ccanewhampshire.com?
Absolutely. On every page of our website, there's a huge button that says Donate Now. You can't miss it, no matter what page you go to. So if you click that button, it'll take you to a page to sign up for membership. You can also call us at the office. You can call our membership manager, Annette, at 225-1111 and hit extension 104. You can also become a member when you order your tickets at the box office or online. So you can become a member while you're ordering tickets and get that instant access to better seats.
And I know I have CEO colleagues that listen to this because they want their own radio show. So if I want to be a corporation that's a sponsor, if I make those types of decisions in my company, same contact information?
They would actually contact me directly at extension 106. We have a great core of nearly 80 businesses who are sponsors at the Capital Center, including Northeast Delta Dental.
And we're happy to do that.
And we truly would be lost without them. It's the single largest source of our contributed revenue. And our sponsors sponsor everything from main stage shows to the backs of our tickets to our e-newsletter to our concession stand. I like to say I haven't quite gotten to the point of sponsoring staff members yet, but but if I run out of things to put people's names on, that might happen. And we have sponsorship levels starting as low as $500 and going up to $20,000 and beyond.
Super. Now back to you, Nikki. So you've been around 7 years mm-hmm. or so. So what have you seen? What's been the difference when you started versus, you know, 7 years later?
Well, I managed to arrive just as the Great Recession was about.
good timing on your part, 2008,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. So it was truly, you know, there had been, you know, numbers of ticket sales that all of a sudden we weren't seeing, and we were going, I think this recession is having an effect. And certainly it was. I think there isn't a business in New Hampshire that wasn't affected in some way. So actually, one of the things that has been really nice, this last season that we just finished up, was really ticket sales were back up to the kind of levels that were kind of pre-recession. And we also have been really expanding the number of shows we bring in to the Capitol Center and the kinds of shows that we bring into the Capitol Center. When I got there, we were only programming in the big theater, and now we actually have two other venues. We have what we call our Spotlight Cafe, which is taking the Governor's Hall and transforming it into a kind of cafe setting, and we do a lot of singer-songwriters and small theatrical and some comedians in that space. And now we go even micro up in our, and actually Mr. Kimball's bedroom, as a matter of fact, we have turned that into our
salon. Yes, I've heard about that.
And we just started that, you know, last weekend with, or 2 weekends ago, actually, with Brownstone. And then we had Anna Schulite Haber in, a visual artist, and Jeff Charlotte, a writer. And both of them were McDowell Fellows. And so that is a room where we can only have up to 40 people, but it's a great interaction with the artists, and you really get a chance to understand more about their artistic
process.
That's
a big bedroom, though.
40. It is a big bedroom, yes. Cool. 40 people can fit in your bedroom.
So in the 20 seconds before the first commercial break, can you segue on what Katie said, that the importance of sponsorships, that roughly what does tickets say? I know it varies by show, but ticket sales cover what percentage of her show? Roughly. It varies.
It varies. I can really only do it that, you know, in the terms of the revenue that we have to get for the whole year, we basically, ticket sales represents about 75% mm-hmm. of our revenue, and 25% comes in the form of individual memberships and business
sponsorships. So to sustain, right. to be in yeah. business, we need those sponsorships. So CCANewHampshire.com. We'll return after break with Katie Collins and Nikki Clark. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Katie Collins and Nikki Clark from the Capitol Center for the Arts. Just a quick update for my running friends on Saturday, October 25th. If you're listening to this, we have a road race, the Wicked Fit Run. It's right out of Rollins Park. So as you're listening to this show, you can drive over to Rollins Park and get a 5K in. And then on Sunday, October 26th, if you are willing to drive to Pawtuckaway State Park, which really isn't that long of a drive, there is a race that starts at 10 o'clock, and it's a run for the kids, which raises money for Children's Hospital in Boston. So I want my running friends to get out there. So let's now get right back to the Capitol Center for the Arts, because Katie and Nikki, you, over the years, you've had some unbelievably renowned performers come to Concord, New Hampshire. You've had Jackson Browne, Bill Cosby, Hal Holbrook, and my personal favorite was Ed Asner. Anybody my age loved the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and one of my favorite episodes of the Mary Tyler Moore was Lou Grant didn't like surprise parties, and so the whole show everybody was in a closet because Lou wouldn't let them out of the closet. So we told Ed that was our favorite part of, and he laughed hysterically. So Nikki, how does Concord, New Hampshire get these pretty renowned performers? You've also had America. And I know through another organization you had, Dan Brown as well. So how do you get these performers to come to Concord, New Hampshire?
Well, we have a programming manager, and we are constantly sifting through the, almost all the artists are represented by agencies, and so we get a sense of who's out there touring. When it comes to the sort of more well-known performers, there's two ways. One, if the program, and I will use Hal Holbrook and his Mark Twain event, that is something he's been on the road for years doing that show. And that has actually been and has been very successful in nonprofit performing arts centers like ours. So we get a sense that at this point he's only doing about 20 shows a year. So I think we had to wait 2 years mm-hmm. to actually get on, get a date in that group of 20.
But it was worth it.
But it was absolutely worth it.
Because you said earlier offline, you would actually think he was Mark Twain, right?
Oh, it was. You just couldn't believe it. And I was sitting with a group of high school students who just couldn't believe it. They kept, asking my husband, who was there as their teacher, going, "Is he? Oh, he really looks like Mark. I mean, he just sounds like it. He looks like it. He really became it." And for them, it was history coming alive. So that actually booking, though, we could do directly ourselves. We worked with the agency and set it up. And, you have to set a, an agreement and a date. And, it's usually 18 months or so in advance of when they're coming here. Now, somebody like a Bill Cosby, who is a much more, on the circuit, and he does everything from casino venues to for-profit theaters. He's all over the place. He really works in a different circle. And in those cases, we actually have to work with promoters. So the promoter that we work with to get Bill Cosby was a gentleman who actually operates out of Baltimore, Maryland. And he will buy 20 to 30 dates of Bill Cosby, and he will put them in theaters all up and down the East Coast. And
interesting.
So we have to go through him to actually get to actually having a booking.
Now, Nikki, I know MT had a long history in the performing arts and a lot of connections in New York and so forth. So what's your background?
Oh, my background is actually I came through the ranks as a dancer, and did spend some time in New York as a dancer, and then moved into arts administration. And actually, I was on the grant making side of the world for many years. I served as the head of the State Arts Council for Vermont and then the state of New York. So I spent 10 years in New York traveling the state, literally from Buffalo all the way to Montauk, and our offices were in the city. So I had a whole network of people in all the different art forms.
But then you saw the light and came
and
to
I
New
saw
Hampshire,
the light, and my husband decided he had a job opportunity, and I'm a New Englander, so I was very, very happy to come back to New England.
There you go. So again, the website is ccanewhampshire.com, ccanh.com, and I want all my listening audience to purchase a membership, and if you make these decisions in your organization. I know it's budget time because most of us are on a 1-1 fiscal year, so there's no excuses. Put in your dollars for a sponsorship. So tell us some upcoming programming. Katie, I don't know if you want to get into that.
Sure. Well, this weekend is a busy weekend in our Spotlight Cafe. Saturday the 25th is a wonderful local group's Dusty Gray Band, and I'm actually looking at a Dusty Gray CD sitting here on the desk, so I think it's fated that I was to promote their show. And Pat and the Hats, which are two groups that we've had in our Spotlight Cafe. The Spotlight is essentially our Governor's Hall lobby area, which we transform into a wonderful nightclub setting with bar service, and it's a very intimate place, a wonderful place to hear, especially local music. It's much better than a noisy bar scene, but you still get that nice, intimate feeling. And then Sunday, October 26th, we have A Simple Complex, which is another local band that's been playing primarily in the Manchester area, and this is their first move up into Concord. And they have a huge local following, And it's a female-fronted band, and they have great connections to the Manchester area, so we're thrilled that they're coming up to Concord.
Oh, my God. They're passing the hooks at toll
booths. They are going through the toll booths.
Manchester
right.
Concord. The way you said that, they're Manchester-based, as if Concord's so far away. Because I know, and that reminds me of something. You may not remember this, Nikki, but one of the things we wanted to do as the original board was to make sure people understood that this was New Hampshire-wide, in fact,
absolutely.
Regional, as opposed to, you know, the Hooks and Tolbert, the Great Divide. So have you been successful in that?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked that question because
that's why they pay me the big bucks.
Yeah, I just finished running the numbers on the year that we have an interesting fiscal year in that ours starts on August 1 and goes through July 31st. So in the late summer, I'm doing all the stats on the year just passed. So I was looking at where does our audience come from? And not surprising, we do get 40% of our audience, which I would say is Greater Concord, all right? You know, all the towns contiguous and Concord. The next group is that Manchester mm-hmm. Nashua Corridor. That's the next big group that comes in, and they represent another, you know, 30% of the audience. And then beyond that, you can draw a circle for a good 2 hours around us, north, south, east, west, and we have audience coming in to see. If they want to see that particular mm-hmm. performer, they will drive, they will fly. I mean, there are times last year when we had, now of course I blanked.
But that's great because that was our original vision.
We succeeded.
The fact that you also have, you know, the data to, you know, to show that. That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
So, Katie, so this, here we are, the 25th and 26th. So if someone's listening to the show, can they actually drive up to the theater
Absolutely.
And buy tickets? Okay.
Absolutely. Spotlight Cafe tickets are always available at the door. And really, for most of our shows, it's a pretty good bet that you can drive in that night and get a ticket to the show. We sell well, but there's almost always a few to be had at the door. So I would absolutely not discourage people from coming out the night of the show, even if it's a main stage show, even if it's a headliner. It never hurts to check.
Perfect. And parking is no longer a problem. So please, could you make that point as well?
Yes, parking is no longer a problem. We have a wonderful parking garage that is 3 blocks from the theater. We also have, with the development of the 2 new buildings across the street, we have permission from the Dupree Company to use their parking lots that are...
Shout out to Steve.
Yeah,
that's
shout
good
out
to
Steve. At the bottom of the hill, at the bottom of Theater Street, there is a large 90...
Perfect,
you know, parking place.
And the Main Street project isn't going to affect this either, so...
We will eventually have... There will be construction in front of us, but...
But you can go right in.
But we can go right in there. Yeah. We should not be... hampered in any major way with that.
Perfect. So let's talk about some headliner shows. I know you've got the Celtic Tenors, you have Memphis and mm-hmm. so forth. And I think, again, this is amazing that right here in Concord we have these headliner shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want me to take that?
Sure.
Sure. Well, we've got a very, very busy fall coming up and coming into the holiday season. There's a wonderful show coming up on Sunday, November 2nd called Under the Street Lamp, which was formed by members of the original cast of Jersey Boys. Oh. So I would highly recommend people who love that era of music and are maybe fans of the Jersey Boys show to check that out. It's going to be, a really nice night of music, and we've got some clips. All of our shows, if you go to our website at ccanh.com, you can find clips of almost any show that we have coming. So it's a great way to kind of check it out before you buy tickets to see if it looks like something you're interested in. And then we go right into the holiday season with a show by Michael Feinstein, who's a wonderful crooner, sort of in the style of Harry Connick Jr., on November 21st, doing the American Songbook and some holiday shows. And then the Celtic Tenors coming in, and they are, you know, anything Celtic, people love. So that's going to be a wonderful kickoff to the holiday season on
November 30th, actually.
November 30th, yeah. Right.
Great. That's fantastic. And again, if someone wanted to buy tickets, they just go on ccanh.com.
Yeah. Right. And they can also always come to our box office or give us a call at 225-1111.
And if I can make one more pitch, being the dancer that I am, I want to talk about shaping sound. And I know that...
Or shaping toes.
Shaping toes, yes. But doesn't say dance in the title, but this is a show where if you have watched Dancing with Stars or in the summertime, so you think you can dance, it has put together these just wonderful, young, energetic dancers. And they've created their own little dance story through this, and it's all different styles and it's all linked together, and it's really, you know, it's not going to be something difficult for anybody to, you know, get their heads around. I think thematically it will be just a lot of fun, so I'd love to invite people to that. And we have one other dance thing, which is actually brought to us by the Guile series. I mean, one of the other major wonderful things about living in Concord is the Guile Trust, which brings three to four shows a year, which are absolutely free. And we went on sale today, this morning, with Access Dance. And Access Dance is a company made up of some people who are in wheelchairs and some people who are full able-bodied. And the choreography is fantastic, and it's daring and exciting and really interesting. So I would love to challenge people. You know, they're not going to have to put out any money for it, but come and experience something that I think that will be very heartwarming and artistically really interesting.
Nikki, you need more passion. I like the mantra of the Capital Center of the Arts, which again is 44 South Main Street. Music, theater, dance, comedy, and opera. Give me 15 seconds. If a company wants to use your space for like an offsite retreat, is that still available?
Absolutely.
And who would they call on that?
Basically, they can just put out an email call, and we have a group of people in our production office who will follow up with them to discuss what their needs are and check the calendar, make sure we got a date. But we have many, many businesses who come in and do special events. We have people who get married on stage and have their wedding receptions downstairs. We are open. Any days that we do not have a show, we are happy to work with people in the community to come in and use our facilities.
Perfect. Katie, the website and the phone number one more time?
Website is www.ccanh.com. Our phone number is 603-225-1111.
Statewide, and I hope you join us this weekend as well. There's a couple of great shows. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Thank you, Katie and Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you.